Hi, I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor of Northside Church in Liverpool, your pastor for the day. In 2 Timothy 3, beginning with verse 12, we read, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you've been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." It's wonderful to have a mentor. Timothy had Paul. It's wonderful to have a student, someone you can encourage. Paul had Timothy. The reality is he reminds him that everyone who lives a godly life in Christ will be persecuted, and there will be imposters along the way. Then he says this, "But as for you, continue." We're all tempted at times to just throw up our arms and say, "What's the difference?" Can I just encourage you? The difference is our Lord is faithful. The difference is he has left us his word. And the Bible says the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. The psalmist said, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." The prophet said, "Your words were found and I ate them, and they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart." His word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Peter wrote it this way, "Holy men of God spoke as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." All scripture is breathed out by God, inspired by God. And it's profitable. It teaches us, it reproves us, corrects us, trains us. Why? So we may grow up, be mature, equipped for every good work. Oh, how I want to challenge you today. In this season of life, this season where we're reminded, right? The grass withers, the flowers fade, the word of our God stands forever. We're headed into winter. We don't see the grass as much, the flowers as much, but here's what we know. The word of God stands forever. Saturate your heart, your mind, your very life with the word of God. Have a consistent daily time with the Lord where you seek his wisdom from his word, and then talk with him, pray about what he says in his word. And let your heart be strengthened and grow. It's a difference maker, and it matters forever. We don't do it to impress God or try to earn his favor. We do it because we love him. And you don't have to discipline yourself to spend time with somebody you love. Just love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You'll be drawn to him. Spend time in his word daily. It matters. It makes a difference. Think about it. I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor of Northside Church in Liverpool, your pastor for the day.